I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The state's cold water fisheries program is stocking trout every day in waters of West Virginia where they can, and the recent mild temperatures are helping that along. We'll get an update on those stockings in just a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Winter trout stocking in West Virginia began during the very first week of this year. As always, weather has played a big factor in the activity. Coldwater Fisheries Chief Mike Shingleton in Elkins explains it's been a factor this year too, though not nearly as bad as it was in the winter of 2010.
We've still been having some cancellations, but for the most part, a lot of the waters were not nearly as far behind on stocking this year as we were a year ago. So the weather, in that respect, has been a little bit kinder to us. And even though we've had a lot of cold, a lot of snow.
And the struggles have been in the places typically hard to reach when the weather turns bad.
There's still a number of waters that we weren't able to get stock in January, and we're still not able to stock. The ones that usually that we're usually blocked out of, the Williams, Cranberry, Upper Shavers Fork, you know, I looked at the road in the up along Blackwater at Davis has been plowed, but the river's almost completely frozen over.
Now, typically, stocking personnel would just cut a hole in the ice and put the fish through that hole into the water, but it may not even be water. In the case of a river where there's ice, it can be deceiving. It might just be an ice shelf. In other cases, like impoundments, just getting a hole in the water is a challenge.
I think the last time they stocked at Spruce Knob, they said there was over 20 inches of ice up there. They'll use chainsaws, spud bars. I think they had a chainsaw up there, and the last few inches they had to take something, the chainsaw wouldn't cut it all out, so they had to take something and actually beat it, the ice out of the bottom of the hole. But 20 inches is a lot of ice. It'll be there a while.
Now, it isn't always the snow and ice and slick roads that can halt a stocking. Melting snow can actually play a role in the water quality by raising the pH level of a stream.
Well, like the Cranberry has drum stations on it, so it keeps it up pretty good. So when the snow starts melting, it will lower the pH, not necessarily enough to cause a fish kill. But when you drop the pH on any kind of fish, a lot of times they simply stop eating. They don't exhibit their normal feeding behavior.
Now, those waters that were supposed to be stocked in January but were missed will be picked up in subsequent stockings. The biannuals and monthlies are getting added to the mix in February, and many of those western counties where temperatures only sustain trout for a few weeks are being stocked as well. In March, it really starts to pick up. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.